Spice up your life with me, Health Chef Julia, as I set out on the journey of what is healthy. In each episode, we'll explore the different meanings of healthy. For some, healthy means indulging in something decadent and delicious. For others, it's a mental health day and a good workout. There's more to health than just food. It's about living well, enjoying your life, and having fun. Haven't you heard? Redheads do it best. Come with me and we'll find out just what healthy is. Welcome to a new episode of What is Healthy Podcast, where we share every hack to get healthier and more sustainable lifestyle. I'm Chef Julia, and today we'll be talking with Diana Davis of Diana Davis Creative and the person behind 75 to 85% of all of my Instagram photos. So Diana, thank you for being on the podcast today.
I'm so freaking stoked to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're in Montana.
I'm currently in Montana. We're nomading it, but I'm usually based out of NYC.
Yeah. And we met because we both wanted to leave our jobs and went to a 6-degree event and then fell in love, went to have coffee, and over coffee decided our new business plans.
That was insane. You were literally one of the first connections I made after, like, once I became an entrepreneur. And I remember us just, we were like, our connection was so fire.
Yeah.
Like that coffee, we were just bouncing ideas and getting so inspired. And it's inspiring to even like think back on that. And we are like the redheaded,
I know,
duo, which is also fun.
It is the ginger crew. And every time we get together, like, we don't have to talk for like 6 months or see each other, but it's like, boom, right away. Just like, and somehow after every time we meet, like all these things start happening to both of us.
Totally.
There's something with like the energy that just is really good.
You're so right. It's so true. Having like a powerful, inspiring inner circle is key, I gotta
say. Absolutely. Absolutely. But like, so I always say, people always approach me like, how did you get into this? What happened? And I always go into my story of, you know, I had shingles and I was really unhappy and stressed out. Was there like a health moment for you to leave your corporate world and start this kind of freelance photography program? And now you're like coaching and you're doing so many crazy things. It's amazing. So I want to hear all about that too. But was there like a health reason to start it all or anything like that?
I guess if you, which I totally am very woo-woo, if you look at kind of like soul health, for sure. I had moved from Montana to New York City without a job or a plan. I honestly didn't know I was going to even have a job in my career, which was graphic design and photography, which I went to school for. I was willing to work 3 waitressing jobs to just be in New York City. And then the fact that I got a job at Time Inc., which is a publishing company, for those of you who don't know, does Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Real Simple, and all of those. I was a graphic designer there. I had no idea, like, this was like a dream, like a bonus. I had no idea I could actually live in New York and also have a job in my actual career. And I was there for a few years and I knew that I wanted to not be in corporate life because that just wasn't what fed my soul. But then I got poached over to Hearst, which does like Esquire and Harper's Bazaar and Cosmo and all that. And let's just say it was not my jam. It was not my jam, even though they were paying me twice as much. The fashion world and that kind of culture is just not what feeds my soul. And so that was definitely happening. Like my soul was dying. I just was sitting there saying like, just take the money, Diana, like stop dreaming, just take the money and like pay off some debt and be a real adult. And then honestly, the universe fixed it for me. And my job got eliminated like 4 months after working there. And it was literally the best day of my life. So
because you met me.
No, yes, but I had to convince so many people that I was okay. Like it was like, if we're talking health, I was like better than ever because my soul was on fire to finally do what I wanted to do and make that happen. So I had to be like, all right, I'm going to tell you some news, mom or boyfriend or dad or brother or best friend. I got laid off, but it's good. It's a good thing. I'm really excited about it. So yeah, definitely like a soul health situation.
Yeah. And then you started Diana Davis Creative.
Well, technically, I've had Diana Davis Creative for a really long time because I've always freelanced on the side. Even when I was in Montana, I was doing side design projects and shooting weddings and all sorts of stuff that I'll probably never do again. Diana Davis Creative has lived for like upwards of 10 to 12 years already, but full time, it has been 3 years of full time. Yeah. So I launched into full time entrepreneurship after being laid off. Instead of going to look for another job, I just wanted to give it a shot. And Six Degrees, which is where I met you, the networking group, and you and a lot of just other wellness entrepreneurs really inspired me. And it was like, I found my people and I found my calling. So I'm going to give this a go. And I gave myself a deadline. Like if I quit my job, you know, I'm done in September and I'm going to go 100% into entrepreneurship and what I think sets my soul on fire until December. And if I'm broke and miserable by then, I'll get a job and we'll figure it out. But I want to give myself that shot.
Yeah. And then you did, you got multiple shots and every person wanted you to take their photo. And you have a, one thing that I have yet to experience is that changing booth thingy.
The changing tent?
Yes. How have I never tried it? I think it's because I'm always like in your apartment.
We always shoot in a kitchen for you because you're a chef. We never do on the street stuff. So yeah, the changing tent.
You seem very jealous when I see people using it.
People love it. The gram loves the changing tents. But in New York, you got to have a changing tent because no one will let you use their bathroom to change.
Especially
you don't have a car to change in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the changing tent is pretty fun.
Tell me, I want to hear more about Camp Clarity and all the things.
Oh. You want to hear? Okay.
Yeah. Give me the spiel. I want to hear it.
So basically the way things kind of transitioned is I stopped doing design officially this year. And I think it's the last time I will do it, which is, it was a huge thing for me because it's what I went to school for, and all that. And so I transitioned out of design. I was doing just photography and then COVID happened. I had hired a business coach, Emily, which we both know, obviously, of Six Degrees.
And both hired her.
Both hired her as business coaches. And I did that in February, which I'm so stoked that I did, because if I would have in March when COVID hit and the lockdown happened, I probably would have operated out of a scarcity mindset and not hired anyone. I hired her in February and we, long story short, decided that coaching was a viable option for me and something I should explore. It's been something I've already been doing on accident for a really long time. A lot of freelancers have come to me, or people even with full-time jobs, saying, I'm going to quit my full-time job. What is your advice? How do I find clients? How do I show up on Instagram? How do I even find an accountant or have a client workflow and all these things? So I was doing a lot of pick your brain coffee shop dates forever. And I didn't know how valuable that is, right? Until I hired my own business coach and realized how valuable it is, because she totally condensed my timeline and helped me propel my business more than I've ever seen it propel. And so I started doing these strategy sessions. I announced it on Instagram, so scared, so much imposter syndrome, thinking people were going to be like, who the hell do you think you are? And the feedback was like, it's about time. I'm so glad you're doing this. We've been waiting for you to do this forever. You're the perfect person for this. And I was just like, how did everyone know before I knew? This is crazy. And so I booked a lot of one-on-one clients, which was amazing. And then one of my old clients, Jess Glazer, now is my coach.
The yoga.
And I joined. She did celebrity personal training.
Got it.
She is an Athleta ambassador, all of the things. But she quit that and started coaching full time for burnt out fit pros to bring their businesses online, which is so smart. And then, but people like me also could join her course and bring my business online. And so she kind of convinced me a group course was really a good idea. Mm-hmm. She's like, what resistance do you have to that? And I said, I guess none, now that I know people want this.
Right.
So Camp Clarity was born, which is my 90-day group course for creative entrepreneurs. All of the people in this course, I have 18 people right now, and I'll be launching the second cohort in November of 2020. They are all amazing creative entrepreneurs, from photographers to designers to yoga instructors to even, I have a ballerina that's in Paris in it.
That's so cool.
That teaches her own classes, and ceramicists and writers and editors and all the above. They are all extremely good at what they do, but they don't know how to put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. They don't have the confidence to show up on social media. They don't know how to land their dream clients. They also don't know how to price themselves and charge.
That's
their
a huge thing.
I
get texts all the time from chefs to be like, how much would you charge for this? How much would you charge for this? So that's a huge thing. People undervalue themselves all the time.
All the time, especially in a place like New York where it's so competitive that you just want the client. You'll pretty much give it away for free to just like have the client. But anyway, that's Camp Clarity.
And how much is it to join your
coaching? It totally depends.
Okay. There's different levels.
There's different levels. And so I'm not going to say a price here because it's going to change. Because I'm also figuring out the worth of that. The first time obviously is lower than it's going to be next
time. But 18 people, that's huge.
Is huge. It was huge. So it totally changed my business for sure. Okay.
Well, mazel all the things.
Thank you.
So now you're in Montana. And
in Montana,
before you guys were going to do like a year abroad, but that didn't work out because of Corona. But how are you doing? How are you managing all of these 18 people and your courses and everything and still like staying healthy and sane?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I would say I was doing a better job at that when I was in New York, because especially with COVID, you don't have anything to do. You have this routine. So I would like get up and work out and then eat my normal things during the day and do my group course and do my one-on-one clients and do my photo shoots and then take myself for a walk at 6:30 PM and go back to my little box of an apartment and call it a day. And now I'm all over the country and I'm seeing people that I haven't seen in a really long time. People, especially in Bozeman, because I have such a history here and such a network here, are demanding my time. And so it's like fitting in a sunrise hike or a sunset hike or a yoga class with them. And that's what I would say, balancing all the things. If I can see people, but also get a workout or a physical activity in, that's a good duo. So instead of going for beers, let's go for a hike. And it's so beautiful here. Why not go for a hike? Loving the sunset or sunrise hikes right now with people, because it gets me up and out of the house. And then I'm jazzed for the day. I just did a hot yoga class with a friend.
I love that.
I will say my morning routine and stuff has gone out the window during this time, because we're also staying in other people's houses. So it's a little funky. So I'm not meditating as much as I would or journaling as much as I would, which have become really important things for me during COVID. Meditation I've finally gotten into. It's like I describe it as when I finally enjoyed the taste of wine, it just clicked overnight. It was oh my God, I enjoy wine now.
I mean, I started meditating right when I was figuring out what I wanted to do in life. When I was leaving the restaurant, trying to start my own business, and I got the shingles is when I started to meditate. And I swear, post figuring out meditation and all of that is when the stars aligned and everything started happening and things fell into fruition and a rhythm, and everything kind of happened for me once I had the clarity and started meditating. So I think it's huge. And I think that people need to experience it and need to give it a try.
Yeah, and I think
it
so
really does make a difference in your life.
Think they're not good at meditating, and that's not really the idea. It's yoga. It's a practice. You're not just good at it. That's not the point. Some days are going to be better than others.
Exactly.
And the goal isn't to just shut off your mind. It's just to be aware and give time to sinking into your body. And really the anxiety has gone way down, with meditation. What I will also say is I'm now off coffee for a year. I realized how much anxiety it was giving me, a lot, attacks.
I'm sure. I just can't get rid of it. But I definitely, I had 2 cups of coffee this morning and I still couldn't function. And I went out and bought more coffee and croissants for my doorman just so I could go out and have an excuse to buy a coffee.
Yep.
Because like I needed extra crack. But every literally you're like the fourth person I've interviewed that said that they've given up coffee.
If anyone, what I will say, and I'm not trying to like convert anyone to non-coffee religion, but I will say that if anyone's interested in that, because it did really help me. Like I can't even explain how much it's taken away a lot of my anxiety. Dandy Blend is a really good replacement. Yes. And you just
order it
on Amazon. It's a dandelion tea that you can make as strong as you want. So you can make it taste like espresso or you can make it taste like tea. And I swear to God, I think because of its like, I'm not a health guru, but like it's liver / kidney cleansing that dandelion does.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's basically a flush. Like it, detoxes and helps like it's kind of like a almost taking like a water pill. It like
so
literally just
you
flushes out your
get
whole system.
The withdrawals when you're getting off coffee, you're getting a replacement that tastes like coffee, but you're not getting headaches and stuff because you're being cleansed at the same time. So that's really handy.
Okay,
but I will
okay,
say,
fine,
like,
I'll try
I'm
it.
So it's not like I'm caffeine free, but matcha is like my jam.
Yeah. Okay, so one more thing. I've been asking everyone this on the podcast. It's your last day on Earth.
Yeah.
What would be your deathbed meal? Appetizer, entree, dessert. Last meal on Earth.
Okay. I have always said nachos would be my deathbed meal. And I mean like homemade tortilla, like the good kind of tortilla chips with like the lime salt on them and like creme fraiche and chorizo and like pickled red onions.
Ooh.
And all like the gourmet
jalapeno,
like crumbly cheese, jalapeno, all of like fancy nachos would be my deathbed meal. But that could technically for me like count as dessert, appetizer, and entree because I will eat like you guys. I went to this Mexican market the other day and bought all of my nostalgic childhood. I'm not Hispanic, but I had like a lot of Hispanic friends growing up that would bring me candy from Mexico. And so super nostalgic Mexican candy, that'd be my dessert. Like mango, if anyone knows this, you know, mango suckers like dipped in chili powder. It
Wait,
sounds
this a candy?
So weird. It's so good. It's yeah.
I want to try this. That's amazing.
It's so, so good. Mexican candy is the shit. They have like these pulparino little fruit leather things that are made of tamarind and chili powder. It's so good.
My little brother put me onto these new chips that are like Flaming Hot Cheetos, but they're so salty and so spicy that you put one in your mouth.
Are they like,
and then you want more.
Are they Takis?
Yes, Takis.
They're so good.
And I'm like, so good. I'm like, where did you find these? He's like, the bodega next door is the only place
that
we can buy them. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Hot tip if you're in New York, this is a client of mine that I shoot for called Dear Mama. It's a coffee shop up in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Cardi B burrito that has Takis in it with eggs and chorizo and sweet potatoes.
Okay,
it's
I'm going
so
to Dear Mama.
Freaking good. yes, yeah, so that would be... Takis are amazing. So it would be the nachos, the Mexican
candy
lollipop situation. And then I would say like a margarita as my app. Like I get to choose, right? So a margarita.
Yeah.
I want like a big old margarita. Like I don't
salt
need brownies.
On the rim.
Oh, so much salt. Like tahine on the rim, the chili
yes,
salt.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That, I agree. When people want like no salt on their rim and a frozen margarita, I judge them. You want margarita on the rocks, salt on the rim. Extra
100%.
Spicy.
Yes, all the time. Yep. So we're on the same page. So that long-winded answer, that would be my deathbed meal and I'd be super
okay.
happy.
I love it. I love it. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I love you. I miss you. When you're back in New York, we have to hang out and I'm going to try and convince you to take some pictures of me. but can you please tell everyone where they can find you, how they can find you, how to reach out if they want to join Clam Clarity or if they want to, I don't know, all the things. Where can they find
yeah.
all the things Diana Davis?
For sure. So everything's under Diana Davis Creative. So my Insta handle is Diana Davis Creative. I'm very active on there. It's me. No one's managing it. Like you can DM me. I'm there. I will answer you. I'm happy to connect. I'm happy to connect you with my network if you need something. I am all about collaboration. So that's where, like, the best place you can find me. You can obviously go to dianadaviscreative.com and look at more of my work and stuff. But Camp Clarity, depending on when you're listening to this, is always going to be launching, hopefully. But the next launch is, the doors are opening in November, and the first, like, it actually starts middle of January. So that's kind of when things are moving and shaking. And I will say that part of the reason this is such an amazing program is the community. So yeah, come be a part of it. I would love for anyone listening to come be a part of it, and definitely say that you reached out, you know, via Julia. So
yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you again. I love you.
Thanks for having me. Good to see your face. Thank you.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram @healthchefjulia and subscribe to this podcast.